the category of notebook computers is very much alive, well, and growing very, very quickly. And that's mostly what we're going to talk about here today, is the center category, notebooks, and Intel Centrino processor technology, Intel Centrino 2 processor technology, Intel Centrino vPro processor technology. So let's jump into it. And we'll look a little bit at Intel's roadmap and what we're doing to help drive us in some of these directions. There's something called high-density interconnect, or HDI, printed circuit board technology. DDR3 technology helps a great deal for thin systems because it runs much cooler. Embedded DisplayPort I'm going to talk about in a few more slides, but it allows us to get thinner because it essentially is a smaller cable that in diameter, then it gets thinner, and where you route it through the hinge, you can make that space thinner. LEDs for backlighting the display are very important for getting thin systems. The first piece of how we get notebooks to be such great energy-efficient platforms is, of course, we start with Centrino components that we have designed together to absolutely reduce the amount of power consumed by those components as much as is humanly possible. We have created a number of Intel technologies, and we've engaged with the industry to create technologies to control the power of the other parts of the system, whether it's the LCDs or the memory or other peripherals or HD audio. And then even more than that, we've engaged with the people who build these components, like LCDs, like voltage regulators, like disk drives, and helped them bring their own inherent power consumption down. And then last but not least, we've engaged with the software industry, particularly in the application space, so that applications burn less power when they're running in mobile mode. Let's look at the graphics market. What we've got here is some data from Mercury Research. For notebooks, most of the graphics is integrated. There's a smaller but healthy circle of discrete graphics, and then there's a little circle of dual graphics, which is being driven by the growth of gaming mobile systems. What we've done, working with the two leading discrete graphics vendors in the mobile marketplace, NVIDIA and ATI, is created a way inside notebooks that you could have both an integrated graphics controller and a discrete graphics controller, and use them both under Windows Vista, and switch between them based on your own user input or perhaps something that you pre-set up in the machine, like plugged into AC is one and battery is the other. And what we're excited about is this is going to allow system makers who feel they need to have discrete graphics for the performance to also offer all of the battery life savings of the Intel integrated graphics at the same time and let users switch between it and get both benefits, the performance and the battery life.